Hey, redesigners, and welcome back to another episode of Women Over 50 Like Redesigned. I am Shelley. I'm your host for this podcast, and I'm really glad you've joined me today for this solo episode. A couple of things before we get started. I want to thank Rosemary for her email. Rosemary wrote to me last week and said, just wanted to thank you for sharing your decision to delete your Facebook group. I never reached your numbers, but I agree that Facebook no longer seems the best option for thoughtful community. I'm happy to get your email and listen to your always interesting podcast. Keep up the great work. Your voice matters. Thanks, Rosemary, for reaching out. I really appreciate it. If you've got something to say, you can email me, shelley@shelleydiamond.com, or find it down in the show notes. We have a community off Facebook. It's a membership community of women over 50. Many of my podcast guests are there. And if you are a woman who's looking to get off the self-help personal development hamster wheel, and really start getting some support and accountability from women who are redesigning their lives, women that I aspire to be like, who I learn from every day, come join us in the community. There's a link down below that will get you 7 days free trial. Come join us. I think you'll really like it. So my podcast episode today is about my mother who died on Valentine's Day in 1995. I often wonder if she died like on August 2nd, if I would still remember it, but it's always a tough time of the year for me. It always creeps up the feeling of the time of her death and the memories and stuff. It's not as bad as it was the first couple of years, but it's still there. My mom died suddenly and unexpectedly in her sleep. Now, she did have some health problems throughout her year, through her life, but we did not expect her to die. There was no like terminal illness or life-threatening illness that we knew about. So it is quite a shock. My mom was only 63 when she died. I was 33, and I am now almost 60, be 60 in a few months of this recording. So it really hits home now that I think about my mother. In particular, when I'm talking to women on this podcast, when we have these conversations with women over 50, 60, 70, and I think about how different my mother was than these women that I'm talking to on this podcast, different than the woman I am from when she was at 60. To when I was at 60. So my mom died in 1995. I was 33. My dad died in 2008. So I would have been, he died the day after my birthday. So I would have been 46 when he died. My mom met my dad. They got married. I believe mom was 19 and dad was 20. And shortly after, dad went off to the Korean War and came back home, had my older brother, then 8 years. After that, mom had 3 children in 3 years, basically, starting in 1962 with me. And my dad was an alcoholic and at times could be very violent. And he had affairs on my mother. He didn't work. We were very poor. I really don't have a lot of good feelings about my dad. I could take him or leave him. After I became an adult, he was still pretty, not physically abusive, but it was like our transgressions of our youth. He always brought up and would say things like, remember that time you couldn't keep a job, or remember that time you ran away from home, or remember that time you blah, 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 blah. And he's sort of an asshole. But one thing about my dad was he became a different person in his later years. And in terms of he didn't drink, and he loved my grandkids, and the grandkids loved him. There's that with my dad. So my mom dies unexpectedly, and my mom had a trauma-filled young life. Her parents died before she was 13, I believe. Her mom, from what I understand, never could really get the story straight, is that we were always told she died of food poisoning, but after mom died, we learned that her mom's mom died of a burst appendix. Apparently, mom's dad was home or was away. He was drunk. And so this would have been 1942 or 43. And my grandmother, mom's mom, didn't get to the hospital and she died. A year later, my mom's dad died. He either fell off a train and got run over it, or was on the tracks and got run over it. I don't really know the story there, but I do have a copy of his birth certificate. And it says things like severe amputation, severe lacerations across the chest. So very traumatic death. And so my mom was the oldest of 3 kids. So she lost both of her parents by the time she was 13 and went to live with her aunt, her mom's sister, who was only 28 at the time. And Leon was married to Debs, and Debs was a Pentecostal preacher. So Leon and Debs were like my grandparents. I really didn't know any different. I always thought they were mom and dad for when I was young for a long time. So a brief synopsis of my mom, really short. So dad died in 2008. And after dad died, it was like this weight was lifted off my shoulder. Both my parents had been dead by the time I was 50. And my dad in particular was, I'm sorry that he died, because I know that my younger brother in particular was really fond of my dad, and my grandkids were really fond of my children, and the other grandkids were really fond of their grandpa. But for me, it was a relief because I really didn't have a relationship with him. And after my parents died, I was really able to let go of the responsibility I placed on them for my life being shit. You've heard me talk about this in other podcast episodes and throughout other things, my writings and stuff, that my parents were part of the problem, part of the reason that my life had been so crappy. So I was really able to fully let that go after that. So I wrote a letter to my mom after dad died, and I submitted this to an anthology, Mother's Day anthology, and it was chosen, and it was also read on stage in Los Angeles in a live event. This has been, oh gosh, several years ago. Got to be at least 15 years ago. So I'm going to read you the letter today, and I appreciate you listening. But it was, this letter was also very cathartic. That's the word I'm looking for, in terms of letting mom go as well. Okay, friends. Dear mom, I'm writing this to let you know dad died today. He did not die in his sleep like you. He did not go peacefully like you. He died a slow, painful death. I realize this may be upsetting to you, and I do not want you to be upset, but I feel I need to give you the truth. For me, it was justice served, but also bittersweet. I would not wish his pain on anyone. To the day he died, I resented him for not dying first. I would have easily traded his life for yours if the power was mine. I wonder how different our relationship might have been if he had died first. Would you have blossomed into the woman you wanted to be? Would you even know who that woman was? While taking care of dad before he died, I looked through the old photos. I had seen them 100 times before, but now they took on a different meaning. I look at the young woman in the pictures, the one who appears happy and confident in her stylishly pleated and cuffed wool trousers. She has a cute short bob that showed off her cheerful smile and bright eyes. I look at you and wonder, before children, before his drinking and violence, what did you hope for? This is a woman who showed no signs of her tumultuous young life, one I really knew nothing about until after your death. It was then dad cast a wide net of grief-induced confessions, a selfish way of making sure we all felt the depth of his pain as if we had not had enough pain already. I learned the truth behind your mother's death. It must have been truly painful to live with the knowledge that your father had a hand in your mother's death. Was it any consolation that he died in such a horrific way just a year later? I also learned of your battle with polio when you were only 5. None of these events in your life were known to me until after your death. In one cruel statement, Dad informed us that you only wanted one child. If this is true, why did you always tell us you tried and tried to have another child after my older brother? There are many more questions that would never have answers. The young woman in the picture, what did you want from life? Did you want to be better by your children? I can imagine that young woman would be pleased with the path her life took. That day I mourned for you. I mourned the loss of that young woman. I am 47 years old, and I remember you at this age. I often use the same tone or the same phrases, and I wonder if you would chuckle to know that. I wonder if you had the same joys, fears, and questions I do about sex, romance, sagging breasts, gray hair, and friends. Do you lament the loss of your youth? Do you have the same dreams and desires at 47 that I now have? Do you feel wiser? I was left to figure it out with no mentor to guide me. I always felt as I was left to figure it out. Any possibility of a true mother-daughter relationship was buried with you. Speak now or forever hold your peace. Not having the answers to the many questions I have for you mock me, knowing I want them, but they lay silent with you. But our relationship was not typical. I realize now that if you permitted yourself to think your life was something other than the fond memories you invented, you would have to acknowledge the role you played in the life of your children. You were a wounded child who grew up carrying those wounds, which you then passed down to your own children. With that realization, my resentment faded. You did the best you knew how to do. I am an adult now, and my life is what I make it. My childhood is gone. A chance for a real mother-daughter relationship is gone, and I cannot change that. So I will leave it at that and let you rest in peace. With fondness, your daughter, Shelley. Thank you for listening.